SBS Radio. Najprej dober dan želim vsem poslušalcem radija SBS širom Avstralije in po svetu. Po nekaj času se ponovno oglašam, da vam prinašam nekaj utrinkov dogodkov pri nas. Preteklo nedeljo 17. junija smo pri klubu Triglav praznovali 27. obletnico slovenske državnosti in obenem tudi podelili priznanje najzaslužnejšim Slovencem leta v New South Walesu za leto 2017, ki so letos bili posvečeni pevskemu zboru Škrjančki. Predsednik kluba Peter Krope je najprej pozdravil vse navzoče in predstavil povabljene goste dneva.
Poštovani gostje, dobar dan in dobrodošli, da skupaj proslavimo 27. obletnico slovenske neodvisnosti in podelitev priznanj pomembnim članom slovenske skupnosti za leto 2017. Slovenija notejera v recognized achievement of Slovenians within the Slovenian community in New South Wales, and it is hoped that they will help build a bridge for the younger Slovenian generations to be proud of the elders and future custodians of Slovenian customs and culture in the colorful tapestry of modern multicultural Australia. Our sincere congratulations go to winners of the Slovenian 2017 awards and to all who are celebrating the upcoming Slovenian Independence Day.
Pevski zbor Južne zvezde pa je zapel slovensko in avstralsko himno. Na to je spregovoril namestnik veleposlanice Republike Slovenije v Canberri, Andrej Kralj.
Spoštovani dragi gosti in vojaki, najlepša hvala predsedniku za vabilo na ta pomemben slovesen dogodek, na katerem obeležujemo 27 let, odkar je Slovenija stopila na svojo pot. In ko smo Slovenci prvič v zgodovini dobili priložnost, da sami zgradimo svojo državo. Danes imamo lastno državo, vključeni smo v najbolj povezan del Evropske unije, in zahodnega sveta. In lepo je videti, da smo se zbrali v tako velikem številu, v mestu, kjer je Slovencev zagotovo največ na kupu najdlje od doma. Slovensko besedo se sliši pogosto. V klubih, na cesti, na radio SBS, na lokalnih radijskih postajah, pri naših častnih konzulih in pri nas na veleposlanstvu. Bere se v reviji misli na stičišču avstralskih Slovencev, v arhivih in na socialnih omrežjih. Dobro se jo je slišalo tudi prav pred kratkim, 20. maja, na našem veleposlaništvu, ko smo pripravili prvo obeležitev Svetovnega dneva čebel. Pobude, ki jo je Slovenija lani uspela potrditi v Generalni skupščini Organizacije združenih narodov in ki je v našo hišo privabila neverjetnih 500 gostov, čebelarjev, gospodarstvenikov, politikov, in preprosto ljubiteljev narave in čebel, med njimi številnih Slovencev, katerih se je ena skupina prav za to priložnost pripeljala celo z avtobusem iz Melbourne.
Andrej Kralj je tudi uporabil priložnost za drugo posebno priznanje.
V imenu ministra Žmavca, Urada za Slovence v zamejstvu in po svetu, prejme ob 20-letnici delovanja stičišče avstralskih Slovencev, gospod Florian Auster, za izjemno vlogo pri povezovanju in informiranju slovenske skupnosti in za pomemben prispevek k ohranjanju slovenske dediščine in kulture v Avstraliji.
Ne rečem presenečenje in hvala lepo.
Zvezdni poslanec za sedež FAULA, Chris Hayes, pa je med drugim takole dejal.
Look, this is a wonderful occasion to come here to celebrate National Day of Slovenia. And many of you here are of Slovenian heritage. And you came to this country for various reasons, but in the main, you came here for a better life for yourselves and your families. You didn't come here to lose touch with your country of origin. You didn't come here to lose touch with your culture. And we don't ask you to do that. What you've done, what you've contributed to this country through hard work, this club is an example of that. Just looking through the program, and I've seen the photo before, but you can see this club was built brick by brick, by Slovenians wanting to be part of bringing their culture forward, wanting to come together and socialise. So what they've done building this club is exactly what the Slovenian people did in coming to this country, how hard they've worked. But what's important for us is what they produced. And it wasn't just a hard work, but they produced kids who went on to do remarkable things in this country. And Tanja Plibersek is one of them. What the Slovenian people did when they came to this country, apart from bringing a capacity for hard work, they had this, this complete belief in getting their children a good education. And it's because of that, their kids have excelled in our community, whether it's doctors, whether it's lawyers, and whether like Tanja has politicians, they have gone on to be community leaders. So thank you for what you've done. You have contributed much to our nation. I just think this is a remarkable thing that we can come here. This is a quintessential Australian gathering, and we're here to honour all those that make this country great. I thank you for what you do on behalf of my community. You have made a difference for the better.
Izvršni direktor Mountie's Group Greg Pickering pa je predstavil posebno pobudo, ki jo bodo ustanovili v kratkem.
One of the things that your committee here at Triglav put in place from the funds that that Mountie's actually makes available to it, to put a scholarship basically to improve and to assist with continuing the Slovenian culture in Australia. So it will be part of as I say, what the committee looks after here within the Triglav Club, but more importantly within the Slovenian culture, that is part of, or a very important part of the club. So there'll be a scholarship, there's some rules yet to be finalised, but the idea is that that will be able to provide some funding for people to go to Slovenia to learn more about the Slovenian culture.
Na to sta nas razvedrila znana glasbenika v Sidneju Jože in Rudi Črnčec, preden se je pričelo podelitev priznanj. Vodja organizacijskega odbora za priznanje Branko Fabjančič pa je pozdravil vse in čestitev vsem udeležencem in dobitnikom. Skupaj s članami tretje generacije avstralskih Slovencev Stefani Fabjančič in Andrew Schuber pa je predstavil naslednje dobitnike. Visoko šolka leta Nicole Kožel, akademski dosežek dr. Tanja Gardner, prostovoljca leta pri verskem središču Maryland Ivan in Klara Brcer, prostovoljc leta pri klubu Triglav Jože Širec, starejši občan leta pri planici Wollongong Toni Markočič in avstralsko-slovenski dosežek Gabriela Pirc. Vsem letošnjim dobitnikom pošiljamo iskrene čestitke in z nekaterimi smo se tudi pogovarjali. Prvi del boste slišali naslednjo soboto, drugi pa v naslednjih oddajah, ko se bo Lenti pogovarjal z njimi. Zato vas že sedaj vabim v poslušanje tudi takrat. Sedaj pa boste slišali pogovor, ki sem ga posnela z voditeljem organizacijskega odbora za priznanja in na to tudi nekaj kulturnih utrinkov.
So we've had a lovely afternoon here at Club Triglav Mounties for Slovenian National Day and also for the Slovenian of the Year Awards for New South Wales and ACT for 2017. And with us we of course have Branko Fabjančič, which you would obviously all know because we've spoken to him many times about the awards. One of the directors obviously of the board here at Triglav Mounties and obviously the chairman of the organising committee. Wow, I don't know if another great function that we've had this year. With six award winners. Firstly, congratulations on a great afternoon.
Thank you, Tanja. It was a great afternoon, a very big turnout. All the seats were taken, and speaking to the directors of the club, they were telling me they had to turn a lot of people back. So it all looks good for the future. The number of candidates we had, the quality of candidates were excellent this year, and like every year, and it's a pleasure to host these events.
And obviously we have a mix, a good mix, where you have the senior citizens, volunteers, academics, also the Slovenian Australian Awards kind of thing, that you know, of that heritage. So it's not just all of, and particularly of different regions. We also had Wollongong this year.
Yes, and it was, like you said, it was a very good mix of the young, you know, first generation, second generation. And what was most pleasing, our presenters, we had two third generation presenters. And that looks so much, so well for the future, that these kids, well, young adults now you can call them, they're getting involved in what we grew up with, and that's really pleasing to see.
And it's great after, like I said, probably 15 years or 16 years now that these are still continuing. They're still respected in the community in terms of the community awards, because we know that these are not just from Club Triglo. These are for the whole community. And it's great, obviously, to see the turnout from, obviously, the Mountie side of things as well, that they are fully supporting this.
They are very much supporting this. And Greg Pickering, our CEO of Mountie, has announced that a scholarship for the Slovenians, and we're going to be having students going to Slovenia and study the Slovenian culture and bring that study and that knowledge back to Australia. What a wonderful initiative from the club. And yes, it was initiated from Triglo Mounties, but Mounties, the head office, took it on board and they said, what a great idea. So they're very supportive of what we're trying to achieve here in this club and how we're going to move this club forward.
And I guess more about this scholarship, because it was just, I guess, highlighted here today. But I guess how would this sort of type of thing work?
It's still in the planning stage at the moment. There's a lot of things we're going to look at in terms of what candidates are going to go, what age group we're going to be looking at. But it's there. It's going to happen. It's just now a matter of us as a club and Mountie's head office getting together and saying, these are the parameters. These are the type of students we want to go overseas and study Slovenia and their culture and things like that, and then come back to Australia. So today was about announcing the initiative and just letting people know that it's going to happen.
So it'll be more like a 2019 kind of initiative?
It will be, yes. It's been budgeted for next year. We've just got to sit down with the head office and say, okay, this is how it's going to happen.
Okay, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that in once it gets a bit more firmed up as the criterias and everything, so we can tell.
Yeah, once we know, it will be publicised and the criteria will be there and anybody can apply for it. And, of course, it's going to go through a vetting process and it will be announced which students will be going over.
To wrap up today, great event, obviously planning for next year. Any changes or we're going to just continue?
I think we'll just continue. I think we have a very successful formula here at the moment. You just look at the turnout, not only just in the people coming, but also the candidates. And today I was very pleased to see a mix of different cultures in the audience. It wasn't just Slovenians, there was Australians, there was Maltese people, there were Italians. And all somehow I've got a connection with somebody who's Slovenian, and they're all coming to support this event. So that's the most pleasing part about it.
And a great cultural part of the event, which I haven't mentioned yet, obviously having Jože and Rudi Čunčec.
Yeah, it just brings a lot of fond memories of the old times for the first generation, of course, but also us, just to be able to watch the folks in the audience and bring a smile to their face and start singing some of those old songs that they grew up with. And that's just a memory that you don't forget.
Exactly. Thank you again, Branko. We wish you all the best, obviously, with next year, and we'll wait and hear more about this scholarship that's planning.
Thank you, Tanya, and thank you for your support.
SBS, oddaja v slovenskem jeziku. V nedeljo 17. junija je bilo zelo slovesno v klubu Triglav Mounties v Sydneyju, kjer se je zbralo veliko število obiskovalcev in gostov za praznovanje 27. obletnice slovenske državnosti in podelitvi priznanj za Slovence leta v Zvezni državi New South Wales. Tanja Smrdel, glavna in odgovorna urednica slovenskih oddaj na Radio SBS, je posnela pogovore s tremi dobitniki letošnjih priznanj. Hvala, Tanja, za tvoje delo in skrb kljub temu, da si še na zasluženem odmoru oziroma long service leave iz radija. Poslušajmo sedaj, kako so se pogovarjali po proslavi. Najprej pogovor z dr. Tanjo Gadna, nato še z Nikol in Ireno Koželj in še nazadnje prijeten klepet s Tonijem Markočičem.
And we're at the Slovenia of the Year Awards and Slovenian National Day, and one of our recipients today for the Academic Achievement Award was Tanya Gardner, or most people will probably remember her as Tanya Samsa, well-known family name in the community, particularly in Sydney. And firstly, we congratulate you on this award today, and in a crux, a lot of your background comes in the realm of physiotherapy and then research and how to manage and deal with chronic back pain as well. So I think you have a lot of customers probably in the audience and probably on listening to us as well over the years. But firstly, welcome obviously to SBS and congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's been a real honour to receive this award, and I'm really humbled by it as well. And there have been some other really great achievers this year, so I was in really good company.
We understand you have a doctorate in there and you're doing a lot of research, which is a lot of it is groundbreaking of how we can actually deal with this in the future.
Yeah, that's correct. So as part of my PhD, I undertook quite a bit of research looking at patient-centred care in chronic back pain. So it's a very common issue that we have in our society, about 20%. And so I was looking at really how people can self-manage back pain and the best way that we can, as health professionals, advise our patients on how to move forward with back pain.
Is there any commonalities in where this stems from?
No, I don't. I think that's the issue, is that it's a very common issue, but we don't really know the cause. And I would say that there's not one cause, that there are many causes, and it's very complex. And I think that's the challenge that we have as health professionals, but also as people with chronic pain, is to understand the complexity of chronic pain and how to manage all of those different components that come along with it.
And there's obviously probably no one easy fix that can be done. I guess everyone would be different.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that is a huge challenge for us, or for someone with chronic pain, is to understand that it's very individual and there are lots of different components that contribute to chronic pain. And it's about trying to identify those components and learn how to manage them long term.
For different ages, it can be all ages, correct? Not just obviously we first think that it will be the elderly that would be in this kind of area, but it can be young people as well.
Absolutely. Chronic pain spans the whole life span, from adolescence, young children even, all the way up into our senior years. We do know that movement and staying active is important in terms of managing chronic pain, but also looking at your stress levels, having pleasurable activities, and then also looking at how you're doing your activities and staying engaged within your society and community.
So given today's other areas, we've heard that obviously Slovenia is well known for its wineries, you know, having a bit of fun, and obviously very cultural as well from that aspect.
Yeah, so I think, you know, Slovenians are lucky in that they've got quite an active community that we can become engaged with. We've got some great music, some great food and wine, and I think being part of a community provides you with, you know, quite a strong foundation to move forward with your life. So if you feel like you belong somewhere, I think that's quite a settling factor for many people. So I think people within the Slovenian community are quite lucky to have that opportunity.
And how have maybe some of these types of conditions changed over time? I mean, is there much research of how it was maybe 50 or 60 years ago to where it is now?
I think it is probably now more prevalent in terms of we're reporting it more often. Our lifestyle is probably more sedentary, so we're not as active. You know, our parents' generation, a lot of them would have worked in a lot more active roles. They wouldn't have had the machinery that we have. So I think in terms of activity that we do, that's probably changed.
So technology probably hasn't helped in that regard.
No, probably hasn't. And it'll be interesting to see how we move forward with that, particularly with the younger generation and all the technology and sort of sedentary activities that they do. So I'll be interested to see how that sort of pans out in the next few decades.
So what's your one, I guess, key piece of advice, I guess, for the Slovenian community listening on air at the moment about chronic back pain?
I think to stay active, and to stay active in terms of movement, but also stay active in terms of your life. So engage in your life, stay within your community, get involved with things, and don't stop living. Just try and manage the pain and live despite it.
Well, thank you very much for your advice and obviously for all your hard work in this area, because as you said earlier, that affects at least 20% of the population, so it's a big issue. And we congratulate you again for this great award.
Kuala Lepa.
And we are at Club Trigo Mounties, where we've just had the Slovenian of the Year Awards for 2017 and also Slovenian National Day. And we have another one of our award recipients here in front of us for the Tertiary Student of the Year. It's Nicole Kozel. And we also have her mother, Irena, here as well. Nicole is a third generation Australian Slovenian and well respected in terms of her studies that she has completed over the last few years, and as we heard today, a lot of Dean Merit Awards over the last few years. So congratulations firstly on this award, Nicole.
Thank you.
Either of you, how easy has it been over the last couple of years to put that much effort and work into your studies, particularly with what you have achieved in the last couple of years?
I'll probably answer on behalf of Nicole. She's had to work extremely hard right from like kindergarten onwards, with sort of having the facilities available to her to study within mainstream. Within the university environment, she was given a lot of support by the disability support unit. And I think this has given her a passion to continue on with community welfare so that she can, you know, make it better for people in the future that have disabilities when it comes to sort of obtaining services that specifically meet their needs, because again, I think a lot of services don't have professionals that can understand the viewpoint of a person with a disability. And Nicole has got the knowledge and now the academic experience to be able to help people and give them a better life in the future.
And have you used this experience, I guess, to put this onto other people who might be in a similar condition in terms of the way you would approach, studies and a life that everyone else sort of has? I guess you would be an inspiration to a lot of other people.
I think from an early age, Nicole wanted to be independent, and as her mother, it was very difficult to let her go, given that she's got a few more hurdles to go through than, say, someone that's not disabled. But it was my role in life to give her the best opportunities to fulfil her desires. So, from an early age, she's been travelling on public transport in an electric wheelchair. She knows when she sees something is not right, she's quite happy to voice her opinion, to say, this doesn't appear to be equitable, in subjects where she's able to choose particular topics. She will like to choose ones where she can see how improvements can be made for people that are less, marginalised, less fortunate than mainstream Australians. So she's done extremely well, and we hope to sort of see her on some sort of advocacy boards in the near future to make a difference. And I think what she's gained from her Slovenian heritage, and particularly from, her grandparents, is hard work, dedication, doesn't say no to things, has done fundraising for people that are less disadvantaged. So she's got a good heart and good work ethic, and that family support has, I think, helped her to get her to the state that she's in,
And I think that Slovenian heritage has definitely helped that work ethic, because, Slovenians obviously well known to be very hard workers and very much want to do the best they can and, be very independent from that perspective. And particularly, obviously, with, Nicole's grandparents and your parents would have come here in that time and would have, I guess, quickly established themselves here and try to assimilate into the country as well. So you can see that generation has sort of influenced quite a lot into these younger Australians at the moment, and I think that would help her all the way along through her long life.
Yes, I think as a parent, I think it's always good to instill good work ethic, because really you raise children, you give them opportunities of finishing good schools, but really it's up to them to use those skills to forge ahead and be productive members of society that have good morals, good work ethics and good family values. And that's all I wanted to see both in her brother, James and Nicole. And, you know, I'm very proud that both have been excellent, beautiful children. And, you know, I can say very happily that, you know, very proud, and grandparents exceptionally proud of their, you know, grandchildren.
And particularly also we heard Nicole had visited Slovenia as well, so seeing where her grandparents sort of came from.
Yes, that was an experience, you know, visiting Rialce and Preloge, like little villages that have like populations of currently of like 30 or 40, you know, families. It was quite an eye-opener for her, and to see how hard their lives would have been given that, you know, they didn't have things like electricity, they had wells, and, you know, they had to work the farm, and it was a very hard life for them. But they, both my parents, you know, particularly my dad, didn't like, I suppose, what was happening in the old Yugoslavia, and decided to go to Australia for a better life. And yes, it was very difficult for them to come to a country not knowing the language, but again, they chose to raise me in the values, not only of Slovenian values, but also of their new country, Australia. So assimilation was just part and parcel. And you know, Mum and Dad learned how to speak English, and, you know, I went to schools and had friends from different nationalities, and it was just a very happy time growing up with Slovenians, going to Triglav, and, you know, it was a really lovely community that I was able to sort of grow up in. And I think part of keeping that heritage alive is through making sure that both my kids understand the traditions and understand the history and visiting the actual country. I think it all goes to making the individual whole in understanding where their roots have come from.
And we, of course, we wish all the best for your future, for your bright future, for all your future endeavours. We understand that you'll possibly be doing more study, from what I understand, from what we heard today. And you'll be hopefully inspiring a lot of other people as a speaker as well.
Yes, I think when it comes to things like that, I think we will see Nicole hone in on her speaking skills and being able to sort of get out there, and through whether it's written documentation or policies, hopefully you'll see her name in future years.
SBS. This is SBS Radio.
In tukaj pri klubu Triglav imamo tudi dobitnika za starejšega občana iz Wollonganga, in vem, da je tudi naš dolgoletni poslušalec, ker vedno nas je tudi klical pred leti, ko smo imeli tudi kakšne čestitke za Slovenijo. Tako da vas najprej seveda čestitamo za to priznanje, ki ste ga danes prijeli od skupnosti tukaj v New South Walesu. In seveda vam čestitamo, in kaj bi vi rekli na to priznanje? Najprej da povem, kdo ste pač. Toni Markočič, seveda bojo vsi poznali iz Wollongonga.
Jaz se najprej se bi zahvalil, ne vem, Ivanu, Rodolfu in komitiju, ki so me predlagali za ta award. Hvala jim in hvala tudi Triglav Montis.
Kaj vam pomeni to priznanje? Zdaj po tolikih letih dela, ki ste bili tukaj pri klubu, pri cerkvi, vseh svetih, v Figtriju, se bi zranil veliko let.
Pomeni eno priznanje. Lepo je, da od družine bojo videli, da sem nekaj delal, nekaj pomagal.
Veliko ste delali, kot smo danes slišali, pomagali pri cerkvi, pri balinarjih tudi, pri klubu.
Je, tudi balinar je še zmeraj malo po malo balinar. Še prejšnjo soboto sem bil tu v Sidneju in nažalost nisem dobil nič, ali ni važno, zato važno je, da lahko še pridem v družbo, ne, da se pogovorimo, že dobim še poznane ljudi, ki jih toliko let poznam. In je lepo, da kjer upam, grem še zraven. Ne.
In kot smo slišali danes, rodili ste se v Goriških Brdih.
Ja.
Od katere vasi?
Moje vas kliče Krasno. Lepo ime.
In je res krasno, ne?
Ja, izgleda, da je. Zdaj so še imenovali nek vrste vina Krasno. Je, ne vem zakaj, mogoče, da prihaja grozdje z ciste vasi dobro za vino. Ne?
Mislim, da je veliko vasi tam okrog, ki prehaja dobro vino v Goriških Brdih.
Ja, je dosti, je.
In danes, kot smo slišali, ste imeli tudi celo družino tukaj, vas je bilo 13?
Nas je 13 je s Tamalem, imamo enega pravnuka, lih danes praznuje 2 leti, ne, je.
Čestitke in tudi obema čestitamo, kot smo tudi slišali, se praznavali, a boste zdaj 60 let poroke tukaj z ženo Zorko.
Smo že.
Smo že.
Smo že praznovali.
In imate kakšno, recimo, sporočilo mogoče kakšen, ki so mlajši novoporočenci? Kako pride do 60 let?
Ja.
Potrpljenja mora biti in razumevanja, nekaj. Drugega, spoštovanje jednega za drugega, ne, in malo, če se pokregaš, se nekaj pogliha.
Tako da malo razumevanja, potem so se pogliha, greš naprej drugi dan in je, ne?
Tisto mora biti, ne?
Ja.
Tisto mora biti.
Hvala Bogu, smo dočakali starost, ne, da lahko še živimo naprej in se počutimo še kar v redu za enkrat. No.
In tudi seveda srečate še v slovenski družbi v Wollongongu, ne?
Imamo te vnuke, zelo dobri so, vsi delajo in imajo vsi univerzo, 3, imajo dobre dela in Bušiku jaz, ko sem prišel v Avstralijo.
In zakaj ste pravzaprav vi prišli v Avstralijo?
Zakaj sem prišel v Avstralijo? Nisem mislil za Avstralijo. Sem mislil, da bo za Ameriko, ne. Ali za Ameriko je bilo malo, bi mogel v Italiji preveč dolgo čakati, ne, da bi prišel na vrsto. In smo se odločili za Avstralijo. In to je tako, kadar da si mlad, toliko ne misliš, verjetno, če bi bilo danes, mogoče bi drugačni premislil, ne, kadar si mlad, gremo.
Mi dva sta se poročila tukaj v Sloveniji?
V Italiji, je. Smo šli skupaj čez mejo, poročili smo se v Italiji, je. 58, 59 smo prišli tu. Maj, junija, ne?
Junija,
29.
junija.
Daj bo, ja.
No, tukaj ste že toliko let, že skoraj 60 let.
Toliko leto bo 60.
In seveda tudi, ko pomagali pri cirkvi v Wollongong, ste tudi poznali seveda dobro, tudi pater Dovrljana, Jenka, ki smo ga zdaj izgubili. Imate kakšne take spomine mogoče na patra, ki tudi danes zbiramo?
Zelo dobre spomine imamo. Dober je bil on z nam zmeri.
On je krstil našo hčerko in jaz sem imel brata tu v Avstralijen čas in je on poročil. Imamo lepe
spomine.
In hvala, tako da vam seveda čestitamo naprej za to priznanje in za vso delo, ki ste ga upravili v teh letih in seveda, da ostane tudi naši zvesti poslušalci, oba.
Smo. Ne poslušam dosti, daj, ker gremo balinat v taki uro ob 12. Pasturam pa Zorko, da ne posluša, da me povije, kaj je slišala novega.
Hvala še enkrat vama in da boste še veliko delali.
Hvala.
In to bi bilo vse za danes iz Sidneja, še naprej vam želimo prijetno poslušanje in seveda srečno do prihodnič od Tanje.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.